Now, thousands of childcare workers are to get a pay increase of 5% from the 24th of this month, bringing the minimum hourly wage for childcare workers to €13.65. It follows a new pay agreement between employers and unions. The head of campaigns with the trade union SIPTU is Dara O'Connor. He's with us now. Dara, good afternoon. Thank you for taking our call. This followed a lengthy campaign from childcare workers, and the pay increase applies to over half of childcare workers. Can you explain how and who is affected here?
Well, the pay talks that are coming into effect later on this month set down minimum rates of pay for everybody working in early years in childcare. So for an early years educator, that's about half of the people working in the sector, the person who picks up your kid at the door in the morning. The minimum rate of pay is going to change from €13 an hour to €13.65. And certainly, it's a step on that journey towards proper pay and recognition. But there's still a huge way to go. I think people listening to this would be quite shocked that the minimum rate for an early years educator who's qualified, who does a vital public job, is going to be €13.65. So I think, yes, a good day that it's progressing, but there's still a long way to go.
Lead educators and school-age childcare coordinators will see their rate of pay go up from €14 to €14.70 an hour. That's a 5% increase. And the minimum rates for graduate centre managers will rise from €17.25 to €18.11 an hour. That's also a 5% increase. Brian O'Donovan, our correspondent, was reporting that 53% of childcare workers will benefit. What about the other 47%? Who are they and how are they paid?
So the people who see the pay rise is for those who are below €13.65 or €18.11. So for the just under the majority there, they're paid over those minimum rates at the moment, right? Which are still inadequate. So we'll see half the people get a pay increase. That's great. We still have a lot of people who need to see their pay increase. And I think that the next step really has to be around the upcoming budget. If we don't want fees to increase for parents, the state needs to make that investment in to improve pay. That has to be ring-fenced. Public money has to have strings attached to it to make sure that it delivers for workers. And we need to make sure that the employers step up to the plate and do the pay deal in a timely fashion. This has been this delay. And I think a lot of people working in the sector are losing faith. They want to stay in their profession. They've trained to do it. They're qualified to do it. And they need a reason to stay. And we think we need everybody in the sector and the government and employers to step up to a plate to give people a decent career and a decent rate of pay that they can live off.
Will the cost of childcare increase in order to pay for these increase in wages?
No, well, I mean, this is one of the kind of key things that the government have done is that they're making substantial funding investment into the sector. So fees have been falling for parents. That's really important that happens as well. Costs of these pay increases have been borne by the state. And more than the cost of it has been borne by the state as well. So through this funding program. So parents can't be penalised for higher pay for early years educators.
Can't be or
but
won't
then again,
be.
No, they can't be and they won't be. But we can't have early years educators working on poverty wages. That's where it is at the moment. We can't have childcare delivered on the backs of low-paid women. It's not good enough. And the budget is the time to make that next step. We have a system in place. We can do the pay deal. We need the government and the employers to step up.
So you want another pay increase to be reflected in the upcoming budget, yes?
Absolutely. The only way that we get to some kind of recognition and reward for these professionals is pay increases year after year. €13.65 doesn't cut it. And that's not only is that bad for the workers, it means that there's a staffing crisis is being exacerbated. And a 5% pay increase off very, very low wages is not going to fix that staffing crisis. So when there's people on your own show talking about how they can't get childcare anywhere, it's because the staff aren't entering into the profession, okay. and they're leaving in very high numbers. And simply put, there's not enough people to be able to deliver the services that are needed.
Dara O'Connor, Head of Campaigns with the Trade Union SIPTU, thank you for speaking with us today.